Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
Just so comfortable on the basketball court right now. And I say that with him in the Eastern Conference Finals for the first time in his career. This is a stage. Now, he was a terrific college player, of course. This stage he's never been on. Never been on. And he looks so comfortable. And it's just, it's been compelling to watch. It really has been. Maybe a star is born. We'll find out. Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, coming to you live from Heineken River Deck at Pier 17. J. Will joins us now from L.A. Good morning, Jay.
What up, Alan? What up, Key?
What's happening there?
So do you get what I'm saying about Trae Young? Do you feel the same thing I'm feeling, like how comfortable he is on the basketball court right now at such a big stage?
Alan Hahn, do you know over the last couple of days, all I've been talking about is, yeah, the Bucks beat the Brooklyn Nets, but I wasn't impressed by the defensive scheme of Coach Budenholzer. Mm-hmm. I really wasn't. And I kept talking about the fact that Kevin Durant, for as incredible of a series that he had, incredible, spectacular, it was a two-on-one most of the time because it was a high ball screen, it was a high screen, and then the big who was guarding the screen would sit down at the free throw line and wait for Kevin to come off the screen. That was Brook Lopez. And I said, if they continue to play defense this way against their next opponents, if that is the Atlanta Hawks or if you're playing the Phoenix Suns in the NBA Finals, that's going to be a major problem. And once again, you even saw the guys on TNT talk about it the whole postgame show, is that when you allow Trae Young to start get cooking in the first half, that's the reason why he gave you a 48-piece chicken piece. You know what I mean? Like, he's going to give you easy buckets because it doesn't matter how good of a defender Jrue Holiday is. It's 2-on-1. The screener comes. He comes off the screen. Brook Lopez wants to sit back there and wait. Trae Young's going to start cooking. That's how easy it is.
Very, like very, very easy.
Him shimmy in there, just waiting for somebody to come guard him. Jay, he's standing there waiting for somebody to come guard him. He loosens his shoulder up, knocks it down, and then he stands there still after making the shot like, anybody going to guard me?
Like, how about Alan when he throws it off the backboard for Jonathan Collins to dunk the ball?
Oh, yeah, that was, man.
I mean, come on. It's like
a
video game,
Keith. I was like, come on, man, seriously?
It was disrespectful.
It was crazy. No, it was. It was like playing at lunchtime when you were in high school. You go out to lunch and you play with everybody else in the school. That's what that was.
Isn't that the point I'm making? That's the point I'm making, how comfortable he is at a place where most people might say, it's my first time here, it's the Eastern Conference Finals. Like, you get a little nervous, a little tight. He is so comfortable.
Well, he's done it, like I said to you earlier, you take what you do in the regular season and you apply it to the postseason and you heighten it and kick it up a notch. So your confidence level, you done rolled through the Knicks, okay? You took care of business against the Sixers, although – Game 6 or whatever it was, he didn't play so well. I think it was 6 that he didn't play well?
No, 7.
Seven he didn't, play
he didn't
well.
Make a shot, but it didn't matter.
Seven.
It didn't
seven,
matter.
He didn't play extremely well. He made a couple shots down the stretch. But you have that confidence that, you know, you just don't typically see in a guy that doesn't project that star power the way Trae Young is projecting. Now,
Key,
he's
Trae
not
Young,
there
48
yet.
48 points.
But he's on his way.
Oh, he's there. No, he's
not
there.
Not there yet.
Where is he? Wait,
Key,
where is
he? Is there.
Jay, where is
not
he?
Not there yet.
Where is he?
He's trending towards a superstar.
All right, trending
towards.
He's
blockbuster.
What's the difference between what I just said and what you just said? I just said he projects there. He ain't there.
So 48 points, 11 assists, joins only Luka, and Tracy McGrady is the only players with 40 points and 10 assists in the playoff game at 22 years old or younger.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right. Is that not the sign of a superstar?
Well, he's trending there, you said,
see,
right?
He's headed
I'll take
in
it back.
Direction.
He's there. I mean, if you're dropping 48 in the Eastern Conference Finals, you're there.
Yeah, I can't
you're
give
there.
It.
I don't know how else you're not there.
I love him. I can't give him that yet because he got a long ways. He got a long ways to go with a pretty long runway, and he's going to be around
Key,
for a long time.
He averaged like 29 this entire season.
No, I understand that, but he's headed
if
in that
gonna
direction.
If we're going to do this, hang on. If we're going to do this then, because Key and I talked about this earlier, we both kind of defined – what we believe makes a superstar. So, Jay, what is your definition then? What do you need? What are the elements that have to be there for a superstar in your mind?
Blockbuster. I have to want to come and see you play. You have to make me want to pay money to come and see you play for what you bring to the table each and every night. And if it's entertainment combined with dropping 48 points in an Eastern Conference Finals game and giving a shimmy to the two-time Finals MVP, playing with a flair – and throwing behind the back passes.
Oh, that pass to Hurd,
like it is an AAU game.
Yes,
this is different, man. I mean, he scored or assisted on 72 points last night. So that's the most in the conference finals all time, Key.
So
all time.
So is Jay Will getting on a private jet to go watch Trae Young play in Sacramento against the Kings because you're in Dallas and you have nothing else to do? Or are you doing that?
I mean, I wouldn't go see LeBron play against Sacramento.
No, but Jay, you're not.
I wouldn't go see Kevin Durant. I wouldn't go see Kevin Durant play against Sacramento.
No, but that. But
if it was the right game, I'm going to go see the game. See, you know, I'm a hoops junkie.
And I'm not even talking about you as a hoops junkie. I'm just talking about, to me, that is the superstar. No matter where they play, if you have an opportunity to go see them, you go and see them. Michael Jordan, you're going to see. Kobe Bryant, you're going to see. If you have downtime and the opportunity to go see him, you want to see him.
That's what makes you blockbuster.
That's what makes you blockbuster.
And I feel like
is he there yet?
See, and what makes you blockbuster is this also, in my opinion, Jay, because you said it's like, I want to go see you play. You are a basketball guy. You love basketball, so you love to watch basketball players that will play at a high level. I'm talking about, and I think what Key is also talking about is, superstar is when I'm not really a fan, but there's just something about you that makes me want to go watch. Like, it's a casual, I hate to use that word, but there are people that are just casual sports fans. I'm not really like a psycho, like not like me. I'm in a beer soaked shirt from last night because I'm a psycho hockey fan, right? I went to the game. But there's people who just like to see greatness or like to watch something that's special. Like, oh, I'm told this guy's great, so I got to go, I'm going to sit courtside and watch this guy play. Like, has Trae reached that point yet? Because there's very few people in the world that have that kind of status. LeBron is certainly at the very top of the list of current players that I'm in a different industry, but if I'm going to pay to watch something, I'm going to pay that LeBron's at that game. Yeah. I don't know, Alan, if Trae's there.
You watch LeBron for 16 years, right? You watch some players for 10 plus years. Like, this is a new wave that's coming.
But LeBron
coming
became
league.
That in like 2006, in his like third year.
That's what I'm saying.
Where you're like, yo, this guy, I need to see LeBron James play. Everybody's talking about him. I don't know if Trae's got him. And that's not too disrespectful.
I think he dropped 48 points in the Eastern Conference Finals.
He did, but
what are you guys talking about?
I get it, but
you're talking out of the side of your mouth right now.
He's trending there, but is he there?
The front.
That's all I'm asking. It's a very elite level to get to, right?
Superstar is an elite level. As much as I love Trae Young, I'm just not quick to always put people at the top of. You know, you start talking about superstar, now you're talking about one of the top eight players in the NBA, Jay.
Yeah.
Because it ain't nothing but about eight.
You can't just
eight.
Throw a top number at it now.
Well, 2%.
Just, it's Trae. Right, so come on, man. Key?
Everybody can't be superstars.
Key, tell me who your superstars are.
Obviously, you start with LeBron James. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's one gone. You writing this down? Mm-hmm.
KD.
Okay. KD.
You're paying that's to watch two. Him play. Steph Curry, you're paying
that's
to
three.
Watch him play.
Steph Curry. Yep.
That's three right there.
Dame Lillard, you're paying
Dame
to watch
Lillard,
him play.
Dame Lillard, that's four.
Dame. Okay.
Both Kyrie and James Harden
James
to me.
James Harden.
Both of them to
six.
Me.
You're going to have more than eight. Is AD
no,
a superstar?
Not.
He's on your team.
Anthony Davis. I'm not paying to watch.
No, I'm not.
Davis
no,
play.
I'm not. Yeah,
yeah, I'm not paying to
no,
watch.
No, as much as I like the Lakers and
Luka
I like
Doncic,
AD,
are you paying to watch Luka
Doncic
play?
I'm not.
No,
no, I'm not going
You're
out
not?
Of my way. I'm not going out of my way to watch him.
Not Luka.
You're tripping.
I'm not going out of my way.
What about Giannis?
That's fine. He's on my list. That's seven.
You paying to watch Giannis?
AD's
play?
A superstar.
I might go watch Giannis. I'm missing. Oh, and then my kid that's up at. Phoenix. I'm gonna go watch
Chris
Devin
Paul.
Booker. I'm gonna go
Devin
watch
Booker.
Devin Booker.
Devin Booker's starting to reset status.
Yeah, I'm gonna go watch Devin Booker.
888 say ESPN. 888-729-3776.
And I'm missing Tatum. He's headed there. He's not there yet, Jay. He's headed there. Everybody can't be Donovan Mitchell.
So
Kawhi Leonard, I'm going to pay to go see a healthy Kawhi Leonard.
I think he's getting there. I think what he's done, Jay, we've said this before, right? A player, you make your name in the regular season, you make your fame in the postseason, right? In the playoffs. Like, that's where you get your fame. I think he's getting his fame. He's doing things that he'll probably say, I've always been playing like this, but not everybody
has
consumed him on the
regular. When the lights
are
brighter, he's still continuing to
exactly.
be the same guy.
He has not shrunk at all. He has actually just continued to play. In fact, I think he's actually, he seems to revel in it. He seems to love that spotlight.
I don't know if
Alan,
he was,
just,
I was going to say, Jay, I don't know if he was listening to me earlier on the show, but I said, when I'm watching him, in all honesty, I'm watching a clone to a degree of Steph Curry the same way I watch Kobe was a clone of Michael Jordan. Everything is just, it's some stuff that he does that reminds me so much of Clay, just like Kobe did with Michael. So that's kind of what I'm looking at.
The step, or so Steph and Trey.
Again. No, you
again. You're not going to get me in trouble.
You no, go ahead and you no, compare. That's me.
You do that. I'm not doing.
I'm
it.
Saying
stay off social
it
media.
Reminds me of him. I didn't say you.
Okay, okay. All I'm saying, 48 points ties only LeBron James for the most points by a player at the age of 22 or younger in the conference or divisional finals. I'm just saying.
That's pretty. No, it was.
Like, it's, that doesn't. Put special. You up into a different rarefied air. I don't know what does.
It was special, no doubt about it. Keyshawn J. Will Zubin, we are presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us.
I ain't comparing nobody. On the good year. Your comparisons always get you in trouble.
Apparently so.
All right, so coming up, Steve Kerr played with MJ and coached.
Oh, here you go. You're going to do it to me again.
You won't believe, though, what he said. Not Jay, but what he said. About those two. That's coming up next. You got to hear this. That's coming up next. KJZ, ESPN Radio, and, of course, the ESPN app.
Hey, it's Greeny, and the Hawks will not go away. Atlanta steals home court advantage by winning Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Finals. Are they now in control of the series? We'll talk about that and more. It's me, Greeny, starting 10 a.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN+. Plus.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Let's go A to Z on hey. KJZ. We start with, well, Jay Will is right now in L.A. for the Western Conference Finals. And we
Jason
have
Williams in Los Angeles.
Game 3.
Might be a sweep.
Live from Los Angeles. Oh, say that one
it
more
might
time.
Might be a sweep. CP3's coming back today. It might be a sweep.
That's right. Chris Paul listed as probable for tonight's Game 3. Meanwhile, Kawhi Leonard of the Clippers, he remains out. Remember, CP3, he's been in the league's health and safety protocol since last Wednesday. He missed the first two games of the conference finals against the Clippers in Phoenix. Again, Kawhi still out for tonight's game. He hasn't played since June 14th. That was against the Jazz because of that sprained right knee. So, Jay, what do we expect from the Clippers and Paul George in Game 3?
Not to be an 85% free throw shooter and miss two bunnies down the line. Yes. Look, CP3 coming back makes this team even more lethal. And we watched it last night. Apparently, teams are having really difficult times guarding pick and rolls at the top of the key. If you had a difficult time guarding Devin Booker, you're going to have a difficult time guarding CP3, who is the maestro for the Phoenix Suns. Their offense is 16 points better, Allen. 16 points better when he's on the floor.
Wow.
So let's see how that works out for the Clippers.
Yeah, so you think it's a wrap, huh? You feel like it's a wrap? CP3 back, it's a wrap.
I mean, yeah, it's looking that way. Yeah, I mean, when you're down 0-2 with the claw key, like first two rounds, okay. But now without Kawhi Leonard
and everything CP3 falls on Paul being George, added potentially to the other side, yeah. That's not going to
– It's scary,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that turns now, into something different.
How does Paul George respond after missing those free throws that he normally – that he never does that, misses two? One time this whole season he did that, missed both free throws at the free throw line in one trip. He does it in a clutch moment that should have been or could have been a win for his team. Does he? I feel like he's the kind of guy that has to say to himself, I've got to now make sure we win game three. I got to get that one back. And they're at home, and this has got to be a game where he makes sure that they get that one back and get back into the series. Do you expect that, Jay?
I hope so. I got to be honest, Alan, you know, I was talking to James Steele yesterday when I landed off the plane for a while, our producer, about, like, I'm starting to get to this point, and Key, I would love to hear your opinion on this,
sure,
where I start to worry about people's mental health. Like, I watch what we did to Ben Simmons, watch what the media and people do via social media all the time. And I know people say stay off that stuff, but for most people, like, that's their norm. And every time I watch Paul George play, I start seeing Pandemic P trending. Like, it starts trending every time he plays.
Mm-hmm.
And the media, people just coming down so hard on him for playing without Kawhi. I understand he missed two free throws. But, man, like, what a narrative that people are building around Paul George considering last year and now this year. I hope so for his sake, man, because he's a good dude and I want to see him be successful.
Well, first, you know how I feel about the whole social media stuff. I get it. It's the world that we live in. I don't know if it will affect Paul George the way that it may affect others, just because he's a veteran who's been through some stuff in this league, who's had some ups and downs. So I would think that he would some not necessarily be used to it, but understand the negativity of it. And you can't buy into that stuff, Jay. And I tell you that all the time about the social media. You have to understand who people are hiding behind keyboards and in offices underneath their desks so their bosses are not watching them. You have to understand that.
And we shall see
the
response. The NBA
Western. Saying that's a big stage, man. It's a big stage to have these things happen to you.
I understand.
How he responds, and we'll see tonight. Western Conference Finals on ESPN Radio. Tune in tonight for Game 3 as the Clippers host the Suns. It's presented by Indeed. Coverage begins at 8:30 p.m. Eastern on most ESPN radio stations. How about this story? Steve Kerr says Kevin Durant is more gifted
Take it away.
Than Michael Jordan. So Kerr coached Durant for three seasons, as we know, in Golden State. The Warriors went to the NBA Finals all 3 years that KD played for them. They won two titles. He was the Finals MVP in both championships and had amazing performances. Now, they could have probably pulled off a three-peat if it wasn't for Durant's, that obviously the Achilles popping on him against the Raptors in that final season. Now, Steve Kerr also played with Michael Jordan, won two titles with MJ, with the Bulls. So his perspective on this obviously is something that is interesting because he played with Jordan, but coached Durant, and listen to what he said, NBC Bay Area, about Kevin Durant and his comparison to Jordan.
He's the most talented basketball player on earth, if not of all time, honestly. He's just so gifted.
Played with Michael Jordan. I think
he's more gifted. I really do. I mean, that's saying something, but Kevin is a different, entirely different breed. I mean, 6'11", with guard skills, unlimited three-point range, passing, shot blocking at the rim. It's just stunning. And watching him this year was really, really gratifying to see.
All right, so rather than argue with Kerr here, let me ask you this, Jay. What would make KD
I'd rather you start
gifted?
With Key, Allen. I'd rather you start with Key, please. Thank
no,
you.
Seriously.
Key, take it away.
No, but in reality, because we're not arguing with, this is Kerr's take, not yours. But if what would Steve be, what's he basing this on? What would it be?
His eyes. playing with one and coaching the other. And I can
intimate knowledge when you have that experience.
And I can clearly see what he's saying. He didn't say all-around player. He just said more gifted than Michael Jordan. 7 feet tall wingspan, or 6'11 with a wingspan that takes him over seven. Mm-hmm. His ability to do all sorts of things, play small when he needs to, play big when he needs to, can shoot from anywhere on the court, can also penetrate when he needs to. Not nearly the defender that Michael was, because in today's game, they're probably not asking to defend as much. But I could see where he sees that. We look at it differently because we grew up with Michael Jordan. We watched Michael Jordan win 6 titles, 3-peats twice. So it's like, nah, how could you do that? But when you look at things and his skill set, it's almost like in football, you say, Jerry Rice is the greatest of all times. Mm-hmm. No question about it. But that tall, skinny dude with them dreads and them braids and all that, Cash, homie, straight Cash, he's more gifted than Jerry Rice was.
Right, that's
by far.
Big difference.
Randy Moss was a freak, like a real, like just crazy athleticism and wild stuff. You'd be like, how the hell did he do that? That's Kevin Durant.
There's only one word that describes the Slim Reaper to me, and that is singularity. Like, there's never been a player like him, and I've been saying this, and I'm glad Steve Kerr said most gifted. Now, I'm not comparing. Michael Jordan is 101 rarefied air. But when you start looking at KD, you know, Key, yesterday you were talking about happened to bump into Jason Collins, right? Jason Collins is 7 feet tall. It's not until you get up close to people until you're like,
man, he was really big, Jay. Jason,
I'm with you,
Key.
So that's my thing. Like, so when you start seeing dudes, right, and then you actually put it together, and you see Kevin Durant, and you're like, he's 7 foot tall, but he's doing things like CP3 with the ball.
Small guy.
Or AI with the ball.
Small guy.
And he scores from angles. Like, he takes shots on 45-degree angles of fading away.
Anywhere on
it's
the floor.
It's unguardable. And the attention to detail, this is why I say him and MJ have so much in common. Obviously, they're both incredibly competitive, incredibly next-level competitive. But the way KD studies basketball, if you ever hear him on a podcast or speak to him about basketball, he's a legit savant, dude. Like, he can recall plays. He can tell you angles of attack. The way he studies the game is just different, and it actually makes it applicable to his game. Like, a lot of players can study the game, but they can't actually do it on the court. It doesn't translate. All the things that he studies, he translates into moves and then accomplishes at a high rate. That's different.
Think about it. He's 7 feet tall, man.
Yeah, you take that for granted when you watch him play. You don't realize how difficult it is just to block the shot. I think the gifted part of it is what makes this less of a comparison of greatness and more of a comparison of just players. It's just comparing who he is as a player. Because to say, like, he didn't say he's better. Huh. He didn't say he's great and Jordan is below him. What he's saying is he's more gifted. And I think the Randy Moss comparison to Jerry Rice, perfect. Yeah. Like, that's the best way to put it. It's just that he is blessed with so much more that can make him a great player.
I swear to you right now.
And he's getting the most out of those gifts, which is also important.
I think Randy is 40-ish right now. I swear to you right now.
He can come in the league.
Man, Randy will go put work in right now. And I'm not just saying this. Randy will go put work in right now. He can go be somebody's 2-3 guy right now. Right now.
Just based on gifts that would just allow him to
it's
do
just,
it.
It's just certain people are born with certain gifts that allow you to do certain things where others aren't.
I'm going
to
leave it like this.
Even if KD didn't come back and was able to move like he's moving now off that Achilles, I think he would still give you 20 points a game.
That's what I'm saying. He's so gifted.
Just on the block.
His IQ. We sit around and go, oh, man, his ankle, oh, he tore it. He can't possibly be this guy. He looks the same, man. It was like a fake injury or something.
It didn't really happen.
He just wanted to just sit out.
So he just took time off like Jordan did?
Yeah.
He went to go play baseball for a year, rather
than say he wanted to go swim for a year, he decided, I'm going to take off and fake my injury and then come back.
It is just amazing. But if you think about it too, right, I always marvel at this too. Sports, you know, games are created by humans, right? The fact that there are people that look like they were born to play a game that was created by humans, like, how has that happened? Just think about it that way. You literally, his gifts and everything, born to play a game that was created 100 years ago. But, you know, I just, that to me just is mind-boggling. I just went existential on everybody.
And
I
he'll
apologize.
Continue to develop that killer instinct that he has already. And then you'll compare him even more to Michael Jordan.
Oh, no, there's way more for him to do.
I'll compare him. You stay out of it, Jay.
I will, yeah. And I'll discuss.
Kevin Durant, I'm comparing you to Michael Jordan, not Jay
Will. Jay, don't say anything. We got
I
you.
Did it.
Keyshawn, Jay Will Zubin, presented by Progressive's Home Insurance. Get your quote at progressive.com today. All right, 2 years removed from the Super Bowl.
Come on, man, read it. Let's
one
go.
Team better get back.
Jeez.
Islanders won last night. That's after SportsCenter.
2:35 to go here in the third. Moving to his right, wide open is Young. Nobody came to pick him up. He hesitates and hits. I mean, Trae Young was open for 3 seconds.
He's watching stares down. He just stares him down after, like, anybody going to guard me? That's the call on ESPN Radio. Trae Young and the Hawks win game one of the Eastern Conference Finals in Milwaukee over the Bucks. They win it 116-113. Trae Young only went for 48 points. You know, that's a playoff career high. Why not on the biggest stage? Atlanta, the first team since the 99 Knicks, Keyshawn, to win game one on the road in three series in a single postseason. Also in the NBA, the Boston Celtics, they're finalizing an agreement with Ime Udoka as their new head coach. He has been the Brooklyn Nets assistant, sources are telling ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski. So Udoka was also an assistant for 7 years in San Antonio under Greg Popovich. He helped the Spurs win a title in 2014. Last two seasons, one with the Sixers, one with the Nets. Now in baseball, so in the majors, pitchers are complaining about the foreign substance crackdown, but Rob Manfred, he says things are going very well. So on-field exams of pitchers started Monday. And in an interview with The Athletic this week, the commissioner said he was satisfied with the early returns of the new rule. Quote, my view is the first 2 days have gone very well. We have no ejections. Players in general have been extremely cooperative. The inspections have taken place quickly and between innings. Interesting. SportsCenter brought to you by Goodyear. Goodyear knows from here on out every game is a chance to create momentum. To make the right pass, the right move, to hit the perfect shot, it takes momentum to get through the playoffs. It takes everything to capture a title. Goodyear, more driven. Keyshawn, J. Wills, it'll be presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Joining us right now on the Goodyear Hotline, the conversation in L.A., you know, the Clippers are playing, but we are 33 days, right? Something like that, till NFL training camps open. And so a lot of interest, a lot of excitement in L.A. about the Rams and what they can be. And joining us right now,
the Reverend.
Yes, Isaac Bruce, Hall of Famer, joins right now on the Goodyear Hotline.
Hey.
Good morning, Isaac. So with the anticipation about what the Rams can be this year with their move at quarterback to Matthew Stafford, you might have heard in the rejoin, our Damian Woody believes that there's more pressure. The most pressure of any player in the NFL is on Stafford to prove that that was the right move for the Rams. What are your expectations for him?
Well, I think it's pretty fair to say, and thanks for having me on today, guys. Matthew's had a lot of, you know, regular season success. You just look at his 45,000 career passing yards. That's pretty special. But as far as postseason is concerned, he doesn't have much to lean on. So I think this is his first opportunity to have an opportunity to play real postseason games or have an opportunity to play in a game in a postseason and win that game. You know, just being combined with Coach McVay, who I think is one of the great offensive minds that we have in the game right now. So I think he has a lot riding on this season, as do the alumni that we're counting on him to take us to great heights this season. So, you know, just combine him with McVay and what we do defensively, I think he has a great opportunity to maybe go deep into the playoffs this year.
Rev, how you doing, man?
Hey, what's up, Keyshawn? How you doing, big fella?
I'm good, man. We talk about Sean McVay. We talk about pressure. How much pressure is on Sean, given the fact that a lot of us know that he was not happy with Jared Goff at the quarterback spot and he went out and got Matthew Stafford? When I say pressure, I'm not talking about pressure to be fired. I'm talking about pressure for Matthew Stafford to work out in a way that Jared Goff didn't.
Well, I'd say this. I think last year at times, you know, trying to save the player, it looked as if Coach McVay was about to burst, you know, when he was doing post-game interviews, you know, after games, especially when I watched it, man, because I would get frustrated watching how the offense had really diminished and really not going down the field like when he first got there. So I think from a pressure standpoint, this is his first quarterback, the first quarterback that he's brought in since he's been there. So I think that everything's on his table. I think he's set the table now. He's quote-unquote purchased the groceries, so he's going to have to do all the cooking. And we're expecting to see those explosive plays that we saw when he first got there. So I think defense has kind of caught up to him, to what he was doing. So right now, I think with a guy that can really make plays on his own, like Stafford has throughout his career in the league, I think it's a perfect match for these two guys, man. And like I said, I'm expecting these guys to make a deep run and having a huge explosion on offense this year.
What would constitute a deep run and success, given the fact that you gave away a haul to go and get Matthew Stafford, and you've been in the Super Bowl with Jared Goff and won the division with Jared Goff a couple times and playoffs several times, and now you got a guy in Matthew Stafford that was 0-3 lifetime in the playoffs?
Well, I'll say 2018, winning the NFC Championship on the road in New Orleans, that's one of the toughest feats that can ever be done. A deep run this year, in my eyes, would be probably hosting the NFC Championship this year and just, you know, having that opportunity again to play in and play for Super Bowl, which ultimately will be in SoFi Stadium again. So to me, that's a deep run. I mean, I think it was more McVay playing the game through Jared Goff at times. And I think this year, I think you'll see a combination of, you know, head coach, offensive coordinator, and a Matthew Stafford, you know, who's been a Pro Bowler in this league before, with his ability to do his thing. I think he can separate himself from it all as just being Sean McVay quarterbacking or being the quarterback through a guy like Jared Goff, like what we had.
Isaac, speaking of a deep run, how about the Tennessee Titans? Do they have a chance to make a run by adding Julio Jones, combining with A.J. Brown and having Ryan Tannehill? Can they have an explosive year?
Oh, man, it can be pretty explosive, but I don't know if you want Ryan Tannehill throwing the ball, you know, 30, 40 times a game. I don't think that's what you want him doing. I think the recipe for the last couple of years with the Titans has just been to hand it to the big guy behind him and let him do his thing. And that provides so many things from that standpoint, as far as bringing the extra safety down. You make it easier for your perimeter guys. They got more one-on-one opportunities. More one-on-one opportunities for Tannehill, and that sets him up for the play-action pass down the field. So I think it can be explosive. I don't think Julio's the type of guy to come in there to really publicly demand the football. I mean, we all demand the football at some point in time, but to kind of be disruptive, I don't think he's that guy. But you definitely have to feed Julio. I think he's used to eating, and you know, his appetite won't change just because he's in Tennessee now.
Isaac Bruce joining us on the Goodyear Hotline, and he was like telling me, see, like everything you were saying is the same stuff he was saying about Julio in Tennessee. Another wide receiver in the league, but this one coming into the league in his first year, Devontae Smith, now in Philadelphia. Yeah. We don't know what the Eagles are going to be. What we do know is at least he's got some familiarity with Jalen Hurts. How do you think that fits, and what do you think he can be in his first season?
Well, he's a rookie now. I mean, you know, I mean, when he was a freshman at Alabama, he made a huge splash and a huge moment. Being a rookie in the NFL is totally different. So he's going to have his baptism. We all had it. I experienced mine at UC Irvine.
Man, 1994. You caught about 90 balls your rookie year. Man, stop.
95. Hey, teacher, that was 1995. That was my second year. That first year, bro. Listen. I mean, for 3 days straight, I was in the barriers that was holding the fans back from watching practice, man, because I couldn't get off the press. And you know, I think Devontae, he's going to have that same issue initially until he proves. And it's going to be in practice that he can, you know, he can beat the press and he can get open in practice, and he can develop that chemistry with Hurts, which I believe he can. So just as soon as he gets through that first wave of resistance, I think he'll start to blossom in Philadelphia, man. They have a decent career.
And now, did you say 95 because you undersold yourself? Your second year, you had 119 catches.
Yeah, man,
just 21
he's sitting
in the
up
first
fibbing,
year.
Man. Stop fibbing.
95.
Go on and let it out, man. Hell, you're the top receiver in the league,
we
man.
We fact-check everything, Isaac.
We're talking rookie years,
fellas, rookie years. Yeah. 1994, I was a rookie. No, 1995,
but,
you know.
We went right past that one, though. I mean, Keith's rookie year, he went, what did you get, 60?
I don't know, what is 70, 60
I see 63. Second year, 70. Not nearly the jump that Isaac Bruce had.
No. Yeah, so, but we was in a run-oriented offense.
Oh, well,
you know, I got to blame that.
It wasn't the greatest show on turf.
It was not the greatest show on turf. But you are right. The one thing you are right about, though, is that training camp and learning how to get off the press. Remember Otis Smith, Isaac? My rookie camp? The little bit I had, I was over there in the water buckets many times. Like, oh, what is this? This is new. I've never felt this before.
I don't like this.
Yeah, I don't like it, man. But, yeah, it's going to happen, man. I mean, he's going to get it. He has three preseason games, and, you know, it may happen then. So,
we shall see.
It'll be fun to watch.
Hey, Isaac, tell us what you're doing to help people get their own Hall of Fame experience.
Oh, man, we got a pretty unique deal that's coming up here, man, for my induction ceremony in August. You can find it at letsengage.com/Isaac, and it provides a grand prize winner with two air trip tickets, hotel room, two tickets to the post-enshrinement tailgate, and the class of 2020's enshrinement. So it's pretty cool if you're a football fan. I think every football fan should at least make a trip to Canton just to see where football was born, and just about every significant story from every franchise is in the place. And parts of the proceeds from this deal, this sweepstakes, goes to my Flight 300 program, where we provide transportation to college-bound students in need. We provide a one-way airfare. We cover the cost of checking bags, provide Uber from the home to the airport and from the airport to the campus. And we just got our first international student here recently, an application from them. So it's a pretty neat deal. So, you can find all the info at letsengage.com/Isaac. And it's only $10. Entry start at $10 for four opportunities to win. So it's a pretty cool deal. I like it.
That's awesome. Letsengage.com/Isaac. Awesome. All right. That's good stuff. Always good to talk to you. And it's good also as we get past and get through the pandemic, we can now celebrate your Hall of Fame induction. Enjoy that as well. Isaac, thanks so much for the time. Appreciate it as always.
All right. Thank you, guys. All right, Keith.
All right, bit.
Thanks,
all right.
Isaac.
Isaac Bruce on the Goodyear Hotline. So coming up, Boston's no longer in the market. See what he did there? Boston market? Okay. For a new coach.
Jeez.
We'll tell you about it after Key has this from Indeed.
I wonder if the Celtics used Indeed. They probably did. The good news is your business doubled. The even better news is Indeed can help you hire the right people without the wait times of the typical recruiting process. That's because Indeed has a great hiring platform where you can make calls, schedule virtual interviews, and talk to candidates over video right from your easy-to-use employer dashboard. It's just another reason Indeed delivers four times more hires than all the other job sites combined, according to Talent Nest. Find your next great hire, the Celtics did, at Indeed.com/credit.
Brad Stevens, in this process, I think he really saw Ime Udoka separate himself pretty quickly from what was a very good field.
In addition to the Kemba Walker trade, this hire now becomes a part of this new regime and what they're doing going forward.
More from Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin next.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
When it comes to the to job openings in the NBA, when you consider how many there were, now there's five. There were six, and some of them, and you know, you look at different situations, you think, man, that's a place you can go in and win right away. Indiana's got a team that's really intriguing, that job.
Interesting.
But the Celtics, when the Celtics job opens, mm-hmm. I mean, that's like a premier job.
Yes.
In sports, not just in the NBA, in sports. Boston yep. Celtics head coach, premier job.
The whole deal.
And so the Celtics made a move that really caught everybody by surprise when Brad Stevens was kicked upstairs, essentially. Danny Ainge was out now in the front office, though I hear he still has some influence. But still, Brad Stevens is the one now making the decisions. And Brad Stevens made a decision about his replacement. And that was a name. And, Jay, I know you know this name very well. It's a name that has popped up now in every head coaching opening in the last couple of years, and it's Ime Udoka. And Ime Udoka is somebody that was a good player, not great player, but Coach Greg Popovich recognizes people that he thinks will make good coaches. And he had him on his coaching staff there in San Antonio and, you know, was a part of a championship team there as a coach. But that's a name people have known. This guy's going to be a head coach one day. Everybody said it. And he's now the Boston Celtics head coach. And that's significant in many levels because it's his first experience as head coach. And for the Celtics, or a team that you would think is ready-made to win, I'm not saying it's a risk, but they did not go, Jay, with a retread or an experienced coach. They went with a guy who people are thinking is an up-and-comer, basically just like Brad Stevens was.
Well, I mean, lack of experience potentially just as years of head coach, right?
But yeah,
I mean, seven seasons under Greg Popovich, two seasons under Brett Brown at Philadelphia, stops in with the Lakers, Blazers, Kings, Knicks. The extensive resume speaks for itself, but also I think because of the relationship he has with Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, and Marcus Smart. He was also, you know, the coach for Team USA in 2019, the FIBA World Cup games. So he had these guys. He's built camaraderie with them. And we've talked about this before, Alan. When you have a young core, who are you getting them to buy into? And a guy like Udoka is a guy that I know Jason Tatum and Jaylen and these guys respect at the end of the day. So I think it's a huge step. And I give Brad Stevens a lot of credit. Since he's came in, he's made moves right away. The trade with Kemba Walker, mm-hmm. he got that. And now he got the head coach that gives him a long runway that can build with a young core over the next several years with the Boston Celtics.
I'm happy for Ime. And the reason I am is because he gets a real job. This is a real job and a real opportunity. He's not walking into a job that the program has been down.
Like you're going to Sacramento and you've got to like work with. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, and then everybody looks at him and goes, see?
It's your fault.
It's his fault when he ain't got nothing to work with. He got so much to work with. That's why this job is, like you said, it's a premium.
Mm-hmm.
It's not. He's not walking into a team that is just horrible, mm-hmm. can't get out of their own way. He's got two legitimate merging superstar type players in this league that now – he can coach up. And the fact that he's been around a winner in Greg Popovich, whatever he learned there, he could take with him to Boston. The fact that he's been around experience in L.A., Philadelphia, now with Brooklyn. I mean, it's just like it's an easy one. It's an easy layup.
Your
experience only goes as far as your staff. Like, who's on your staff? If you need a head coach, I mean, look what Steve Nash has been able to do with Mike D'Antoni.
Right.
Bring a head coach on your staff, and that gives you all the experience you need from a head coach positioning game and X's and O's.
And the difference with him Steve Nash is Steve Nash never coached.
Yes.
But he has.
Yes. He's been – well, again, he's had the clipboard. He's been on the bench. He's coached for it. Right. Nash never did it before, and he got experienced guys with him. We'll see who Udoka now brings with him to Boston. But they're making changes in Boston, and so that is something certainly to watch and see how that franchise can transition back into being one of the elites in the league. So the one thing, by the way, speaking of elite, KD can do that no other NBA player has done is almost in almost 50 years. We'll discuss next. KJZ, ESPN Radio.